I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
We're in the midst of a historic economic recovery. And because our successful vaccination program strategy has been working, and the immediate relief through the American Rescue Plan has brought back our economy from the worst economic crisis in nearly a century, America is now on track. We're now on track for the highest economic growth in 40 years. And among the highest growth records on record. We designed our economic strategy to be durable to the ups and downs that come with recovery. There are ups and downs. That's why the American Rescue Plan was designed to help people not just all at once, but over the course of a full year. So we could continue supporting families, small businesses, state and local budgets to help them weather those ups and downs. And now that the economy is back on track, we're making progress on the second phase of our strategy, ensuring long-term growth. That's what my Build Back Better agenda, including my Americans Family Plan and the bipartisan infrastructure agreement we reached last month, that's what they're all about, long-term. But to keep our country moving, we have to take another step as well, and that's bringing fair competition back to the economy. That's why today I'm going to be signing shortly an executive order promoting competition to lower prices, to increase wages, and to take another critical step toward an economy that works for everybody. The heart of American capitalism is a simple idea, open and fair competition. That means that if your companies want to win your business, they have to go out and they have to up their game. Better prices and services, new ideas and products. That competition keeps the economy moving and keeps it growing. Fair competition is why capitalism has been the world's greatest force of prosperity and growth. By the same token, competitive economy means companies must do everything they do to compete for workers, offering higher wages, more flexible hours, better benefits. But what we've seen over the past few decades is less competition and more concentration that holds our economy back. We see it in big agriculture, in big tech, in big pharma. The list goes on. Rather than competing for consumers, they are consuming their competitors. Rather than competing for workers, they're finding ways to gain the upper hand on labor. And too often, the government has actually made it harder for new companies to break in and compete. Look at what that means for family budgets. Take prescription drugs. Just a handful of companies control the market for many vital medicines, giving them leverage over everyone else to charge whatever they want. As a result, Americans pay 2.5 times more for prescription drugs than in any other leading country. And nearly 1 in 4 Americans struggles to afford their medication. Another example, hearing aids. Right now, if you need a hearing aid, you can't just walk into a pharmacy and pick one up over the counter. You have to get it from a doctor or a specialist. Not only does that make getting hearing aids inconvenient, it makes them considerably more expensive. And it makes it harder for new companies to compete, innovate, and sell hearing aids at lower prices. As a result, a pair of hearing aids can cost thousands of dollars. That's a big reason why just 1 in 7 Americans with hearing loss actually use a hearing aid. Another example, internet services. There are more than 65 million Americans live in a place with only one high-speed internet provider. Research shows when you have a limited internet operation, you pay up to 5 times more on average than families in places with more choices. That's what a lack of competition does. And raises the prices you pay. It's not just consumers getting hurt. Big Ag is putting a squeeze on farmers. Small and family farms, first-time farmers, they're seeing price hikes for seed, lopsided contracts, shrinking profits, and growing debt. All told, between rising prices and lowering wages, lack of competition costs the median American household $5,000 a year. Look, I'm a proud capitalist. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. Without healthy competition, big players can change and charge whatever they want and treat you however they want. And for too many Americans, that means accepting a bad deal for things that you can't go without. So we know we've got a problem, a major problem, but we also have an incredible opportunity. We can bring back more competition to more of the country, helping entrepreneurs and small businesses get in the game, helping workers get a better deal, helping families save money every month. Today, I want to focus on three specific actions. First, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. We're going to work with states and tribes to safely import prescription drugs from Canada. That's just one of many actions in the executive order that will lower prescription drug prices. Second, the FDA is going to issue rules so that hearing aids can be sold over the counter. That's something the last administration was supposed to have done but didn't do. We're going to get it done. After these rules go into effect, a pair of hearing aids can cost hundreds of dollars, not thousands. And you'll be able to pick them up at your local drugstore. Third, we're going to improve competition for workers. At least one in three businesses require their workers to sign a non-compete agreement. That's not right. Workers should be free to take a better job if someone offers it. If your employer wants to keep you, he or she should have to make it worth your while to stay. That's the kind of competition that leads to better wages and greater dignity of work. Let workers choose who they want to work for.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.